Aboriginal elders are calling on state and federal governments to do more to prevent youth suicide after the tragic death of an 11-year-old boy in Western Australia. Peter Little hanged himself from a tree near his grandparents' home in Geraldton last month. The Northern Territory has the worst youth suicide rates per capita in the world, and WA isn't too far behind. Aborigines vastly are overrepresented in those statistics. David Cole works with young Aborigines in the Northern Territory. He runs a cultural healing centre, which he says works.
80 to 85% of the youth that we've come into contact with have either attempted, wanted to suicide, or contemplated it at the time that we had met them. And we've worked with over 650 kids in the past 7 years, and we've not had any children who have been through our program actually follow through with suicide. Healing through culture and healing through community solutions is the only way that we're going to prevent these sorts of tragedies. The sad reality is that the resources are wasted elsewhere. The resources never reach where they need to reach. And as a result, the children don't have the adequate and culturally appropriate support that they require to address or confront the challenges that are in front of them, and therefore see suicide as an only option out to escape the pain.
Well, let's talk about resources. For whatever reason, Peter Little's life had become unbearable. For a little boy like him, what options would he have had living as he did with his grandparents in Geraldton?
What I do know from talking to people from that area is the children are suffering the same effect and the same trauma that children are suffering from the Territory. That intergenerational trauma, has all it's done is manifest into different forms of challenges and suffering for the people. And unfortunately, the children sit at the end of this suffering chain.
We know that there's a growing problem with drug abuse. What proportion of youth suicides do you think are the result of drug and alcohol abuse?
My experience from working with the kids that we've worked with is the drug and alcohol abuse is purely a form of self-medication. It's actually not what's causing, but it's in that state of mind that the kids find it very, very easy to go, that's it, I'm done, and I can't take this anymore.
Has the frequency of suicide, do you think, normalised it in Aboriginal communities?
I don't think so much that it's normalised it. I think that people tend to look and go, well, I can't take this suffering anymore. I can't take this pain or trauma anymore. It makes it easier for them to see that as an option to escape that pain.
Even a little 10-year-old.
Absolutely, because, you know, if people were aware of the challenges and the trauma and the pain that a lot of these kids are carrying, we have an urgent situation in this country.
On that issue of suicide normalisation, what are your thoughts about the broader Australian community? Because News Limited in its report today wrote that the Mayor of Geraldton wasn't even aware of Peter Little's death. How different would the coverage and response have been if Peter had been a little white boy living in Perth?
Completely different. And I can tell you now, there was a town down in Victoria that had, two or three teenage suicides, and it got national coverage. There was a massive intervention. The government came in a big way and put in place all these support mechanisms and everything, and the whole country was made aware of it. I can't remember the town, but there is a town in WA where six relatives suicided, and we're talking about youth and teenagers, suicided in a period of a fortnight in the same street, and that got no coverage whatsoever.
Does it mean that we're seeing an apathy, a reluctance to act, and an acceptance of the situation in the broader community, which is possibly mirrored in the actions of our political leaders?
Absolutely. I support that 100%, and I'd go further to say that as long as it is out of sight and out of mind for the rest of Australia, that we will continue to see an increase in the youth suicides. We will continue to see an increase in the destruction in Indigenous communities and the families. This nation needs to wake up and actually take responsibility and ensure that its political leaders start addressing the issue by listening to the people, working with the people, but ensuring that the resources are provided to the people to do what's required to end this sort of tragedies.
Northern Territory youth worker David Cole. And if you need help for any of the issues raised in this story, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.